What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
There's going to be a lot of ground and pound.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. Dive into the mind of former NFL quarterback Clint Sterner.
I like a good time. I like to have a party.
I know you do.
It's Dirty's Daily. Presented by Mokarum Injury Lawyers.
Mokarum Injury Lawyers. Hard as hell to say, easy to dial, y'all. 281-222-2222. If you or any of your loved ones were ever injured in an accident, any kind of accident, Mokarum Injury Lawyers is the way to go. 281-222-2222. Look at, I tell y'all all the time, baby. Download the Audacy app, A-U-D-A-C-Y. If you want to watch us on YouTube and Twitch, we greatly appreciate you. You can do that. If you want to listen on the AM and FM dial, the FM HD2 dial, you can do that. But download that Audacy app. Keep us on your hip. Instant access to all of our segments, 6A to 6P, individually, or you can listen to the show in full. There's podcast options there. The Big Orange Wagon, Tyler Milner, Patrick Creighton, that's theirs. Sean Pendergast got one. There's all kind of Odyssey app podcasts going on there, as well as our shows. And there's rewind features. You can go back right now. If you just missed Sean Pendergast in the 340 segment live from the Greenbrier, you could go back right now and catch that live and get caught up on that, the boots on the ground action if you want to. So make sure you download the Audacy app, A-U-D-A-C-Y. Y'all, this is Dirty's Daily, and there's so much going on in Houston. There's so much action typically in our beautiful city of Houston that it's hard to get away from sports. It's hard to get away from sports, but it is called Dirty's Daily for a reason, and I probably need to lean into the daily aspect a little bit more. And I got a few things that I need to get off my chest that I'm pretty sure, maybe you two, y'all are both sharp fellas. By the way, Luke Morrow is in for Ron the Show Ugly. Tyler Milner and his clear-framed lokes are behind the glass over there on the ones and twos.
Might get weak to your knees a little bit. You tune into that YouTube. Be careful now.
Whoa. All I heard was YouTube. I look good. Be careful, man. You got quick there.
I look real good.
Dude, are my ears flapping, or did he stutter a little bit right there?
Yeah, I missed that first part.
I conquered that stutter as a child, but sometimes it rears its ugly head for a brief moment. But I look damn good, and the text line blew my head up yesterday commenting on my glasses. So now I'm going to be rocking these things.
Oh, there you go. Oh, we put the ladies up to the test about these glasses now, and apparently Tyler messed around and passed that sucker.
The drive but loves the ladies.
I got a couple of things for you boys. Are y'all iPhone users?
Sure am.
Okay, you're iPhone user, Tyler.
Not one of those weirdos with an Android, that's for sure.
Fair, okay. So I just wanted to confirm. Do y'all purchase AppleCare?
Yeah, I believe I have it.
I believe so, yes.
Okay, so I've had a little bit of a run around. I'll give you my what's going on here, right? So I was paying for Apple Care, which was $10.99. And it was apparently everything except for lost and theft. Okay? Mm-hmm. That's how it was phrased to me. Everything except for lost and theft. Okay, cool.
Yep.
Well, I lose my phone. And I thought it was gone forever. To the point, I went without a phone. I left town the day that day. So I was like, you know what? Screw it. I'm going on vacation. I don't need my phone.
Right.
Nobody needs me. So I didn't. I went like Wednesday to the following Monday with no phone, and loved it. But the phone never showed up. Needless to say, I go down. I spend $1,200-$1,300 on phone, case, all this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
I find out that I don't have lost and stolen on my Apple Care, so I got to pay that whole sum.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, fine. Well, guess what pops up about 2 weeks after me buying a brand new phone?
You found the phone?
The old phone.
Yeah.
Pops up. And so I'm like, okay. So I go down and I ask. I said, here's the deal. This is my old phone. I didn't have it at the time to trade it in on his new phone. Now, what can I get? Now I'm talking trading. I'm not talking Apple Care. I'm going to get to that.
Yeah.
She said, well, if it's been more than a month or been more than whatever the 14 days, whatever the deadline is, then we would just give you a credit ultimately, right? Uh-huh. We'll give you the instead of just getting trade-in value for value, we'll give you a $600 credit for Apple Store or whatever. All right. Uh-huh. So
I just want to point out, I can already semi hear the anger shark swimming around in your head.
Well, no,
and you haven't gotten to the point, but keep going.
Well, here's the deal. So my thought is, before I do all that, because what they tell me is, well, they're going to look at the phone, they're going to decide what it's worth. So I realize that I've still got my app. I'm still paying $10.99 a month on this particular phone, even though it's been lost for, I think I was literally at the 15 day mark, and 14 days was the period, by the way. So my mind is, why would I turn the phone in and get a lesser value when I can got Apple Care? I can go get it fixed and then get more of a value. You see what I'm saying? Like I've got Apple Care on the phone. Why would I trade it in and let y'all deduct all the stuff that's wrong with the phone?
Right.
When you give me the value of the phone.
Yeah.
And in reality, I can give it to you, make you fix everything because I've got Apple Care. And then I can either keep the phone and use it, or I can trade it in and get the real value.
Makes sense.
So I'm thinking, I got this thing figured out. So I go up there, and today they dig into it. Well, part of the problem with my old phone, then this was going on before, which is, by the way, not a problem for Apple Care. They'll fix it. It doesn't always charge. Like, something's wrong with the port.
Mm-hmm.
There's a crack in the bottom part of the screen. And the guy comes back and goes, all right, that'll be $29.99 for the crack on the screen. I said, well, wait a minute. I said, you telling me that Apple Care doesn't cover the screen damage? He said, well, it covers it. That's just your deductible.
Uh-huh.
I said, so I'm paying $10.99 a month for God knows how many years now. And I come in and to put a new, like the big part, the internal aspect that's wrong with it, it's going to cost the most money, is completely covered. But the screen, exterior damage, I think is what they said, there is a deductible that applies. Did you know that there's a deductible that applies to that screen?
No, I didn't. That's pretty ridiculous.
So two things for everybody out there carrying around an Apple phone. One, if you're going to pay for Apple Care, pay the extra $3 for lost and found, lost and stolen.
Yeah.
All right? Because it's going to save you $1,200. Number two is understand that, yes, you're paying $10.99 or $12.99 or whatever the hell it is. If you go in there with an issue that's external, they're going to charge you $29.99 as a deductible, assuming your deductible is the same as mine. Not a major ordeal. I'm not going to get all up in a tizzy about the money amount, but I did not expect to get hit with a deductible on that deal.
Yeah, no, that's pretty lame. It's like when you pay for these streaming services, and then when you want to go watch a certain something, you'd have to pay additionally for that as well. That's what you're paying for. You're paying monthly to get your phone fixed or taken care of, and then they're charging on top of that. Though Apple has everything with Apple, such a racket. And I say that as someone who has an iPhone and AirPods and MacBook, but it's ridiculous what they have really all of us doing.
The changing of the ports on the different devices should be illegal.
Oh, my gosh.
They know what they're doing.
It should be illegal,
Sons
Tyler.
Sons of bitches.
It should be illegal, Chief.
I'm with you. It's dirty, but that's capitalism, brother.
It used to be like the
brother.
Chargers were all the same, right? And then it was the headphones. Like the headphones plug in the bottom instead of the old. So you have to have Apple headphones in order to own an Apple phone or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Right? Now, all of a sudden, the damn port changed, and you got it. Now, they've gone through three different types of chargers, so you got to buy new chargers.
Yep.
The 10 you've collected over 10 years of being a loyal customer aren't going to work any longer. So, yeah. But here's the deal. I was made by my beautiful wife, my bride. I love you, baby. I was made to feel like an idiot because I didn't have lost and theft coverage, which, while I agree she was probably correct, I clearly am in a better seat now because I found my phone. It wasn't lost or stolen.
That's the year you went back to the phone found?
No. I had to send it off. They had to drop it off
you
today.
You did send it back.
And I have saved that $3 extra on that lost and theft, but I would still, this phone right here, it's got lost and theft. You come take this sucker right here, I'm getting me a brand new one, baby.
It's a good move.
But apparently the screen's going to cost me $30. Here's my second complaint right here. For those of y'all out there that park in a parking garage in this big, beautiful city of Houston, which is a lot of y'all. Oversized vehicles. Like the one row of oversized vehicles is not for pickup trucks. If you're driving a pickup truck that fits underneath the 6'6" little drop-down thing.
Say it louder.
You're not driving an oversized vehicle. Take your ass upstairs where you belong.
Did you run into someone here on the ramp going up our floors?
No, I'm actually driving driving one that's got that. I need that parking spot right now.
Okay, I got you, yeah.
And so I pulled down there, and the last couple of times, every single one of the oversized vehicle spots are taken, and 75% of them are standard pickup trucks or like a Lexus SUV. And today I was terrible, man. My tone is awful. I know it. I've got to work on it. But there's this little dude that works down there. I see him all the time working in the garage, right?
Yeah.
I talk to him. I've always been nice to him. For 6 years, I've been nice to him. Well, I park illegally down there because it was the only place that I could park in the parking garage, or I got to park illegally outside on the street.
Mm-hmm.
And as I'm getting out of my car, he's rounding the corner, and I see him, and I can't help myself. I said, hey, man. I said, come here for a second. And I don't think he really understands English real well anyway, but I had to get it off my chest. I said, are all of these vehicles right here oversized? And he looks like he sees a ghost, right? And I said, I'm just asking you. I'm not saying that you're. I'm just asking you. Am I seeing this right?
Well, I got a conclusion for you after this.
Do you think that these vehicles right here are oversized? Is a standard pickup an oversized vehicle? And he said, sir, you got to go up to the fourth floor and talk to Granite people. But I'm not the guy. I was like, you're right, man. I don't mean to take it out on you. I wanted a second opinion of like, obviously there's a Mercedes G-Wagon that's lifted and has a big rack on top. Obviously, you're not getting. This is the only lane you can park in.
Right.
Big rack.
I mean, I ain't kidding you. 75% of the people park are. I mean, they got a foot to spare on the 6'6" deals. I was hot.
I gotta fill you in. I'm back here to try my best not to lose my ish because this is hilarious. This is like a Matrix moment. First of all, I hate to tell you, but I believe one of those pickup trucks in one of those spots is mine.
Oh my goodness.
But I don't feel that bad.
You know what? If I'd have saw that Tundra, I'd have keyed it.
No. Listen, though.
Double park.
I do not feel that bad, and here's why. I park there. If I'm not on the roof of this building, I park in that oversized with my pickup like a lot of those dudes you're mad at right now, I guess myself included.
Gosh dang it. You guess
dude,
hell.
I've been holding
I'm
it
hot.
In back here. But no, I do that and they do that, man, because much like you ran into the problem you ran into after you couldn't park, dude, there like every piece of parking besides the roof here is either a labeled spot that someone's paying for to have their name on, or it's a compact car freaking spot. And I will literally get tickets put on my windshield about like your vehicle's too big for this spot. One night I was on promo team. This is the beginning days of Tyler at Sports Radio 610. Didn't mean to go third person. I was on promo team, right? I'm coming in early as hell one day. I'm already cranky, groggy, probably hungover. It was like 4 a.m. for some event. I come in and no one's here. I, of course, park my truck in one of those oversized spots. The guy that you interacted with today, me and him got into it a little bit because he came around and started telling me, no, that's not an oversized vehicle.
He should have doing his damn job.
And I said, well, where the hell do you want me to park?
Take your ass to the roof.
Nah, I kept parking there.
No, see? Now anybody, because I'm going there.
Dude, I've been dying the whole time.
I mashed one of those things hanging down today, and it pissed me off. I got down in there, all the spots were taken, so I was trying to turn around.
Yeah.
And I hit one of those low-hanging ones. Uh-huh. And so you get down there, and you're like, you're stuck.
Yeah.
You can only enter and exit in one lane, and it takes you directly to the spots. And if you even try to turn around, you hit one.
You were cussing me.
Oh, I'm walking down there looking at every one of them vehicles, and there's like literally a normal vehicle, you got over a foot of clearance. I mean, you could literally park anywhere.
That's fair.
And oh, man, I'm so hot. I was like, man, you got to be kidding me. And I took it out on the fellow that works here, man.
If we're being honest, there's a lot that could be better about this old building of ours.
Well, that's the one that affects me when I drive the wrong vehicle. And boy, I was hot. I mean, I was.
Well, now you know who to take it out on next time. Not the poor guy down there. You come up here.
I'm coming up here. Tyler, move that damn Tundra down there, boy. I know you like that thing. Get it up there in that sunlight. You like the sun. You like to park on that damn rooftop. Get up there.
That was so funny. I was just back here like, oh, my God.
I mean, that is, I'm not the parking police, but damn, I was hot, man. So anyway, needless to say, well. I actually knew Tyler's truck was up there. I just wanted to get the point across without him taking it personally.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
I got Luke's here. I was like, dude, that's one. That one of those is my truck.
I actually did not see it. That would have been classic right there. That would have been classic. All right, that's Dirty's Daily. Get that off my old chest here. All right, the Astros. The lineup is out for tonight, as well as we got to have a little lineup conversation. Right, Paredes. They came out yesterday with a report about his hamstring injury and how he's going to have it treated. And he's not going to have surgery in hopes of coming back and coming back with a chance to help this team in the playoffs, which I think that's what he's doing. And I think that's admirable. Let's say it comes to fruition. Astros fans, 713-572-4610, text in. What's the lineup going to look like for the Astros if they're whole, everybody's back, and Paredes is able to swing a bat? What's that going to look like? We'll cuss and discuss next right here on Sports Radio 610.
It's Texans Training Camp. Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyer Studio, Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Ryan Hughley is out. Luke Morrow is in. And we got Seth Payne coming up at 5:23. Original Texan. He is up in West Virginia with the Texans. Payne and Pendergast are doing a show from up there, live from up there, boots on the ground. Seth Payne with a little report from training camp with the Texans. That is at 5:23. Put that on your reminder. You got an hour, a little under an hour. Make sure that you're plugged in right there.
Listen, you little whore.
That guy right there, he will be reporting to you directly on the drive at 5:23 p.m. Until then, we got to talk a little Astros, y'all. The starting lineup for tonight is out. Game two of a three-game set versus the Miami Marlins. You got Jeremy Pena, shortstop, leading off. Jesus Sanchez in left field in the two-hole. Jose Altuve batting third. He is the DH tonight. Carlos Correa in the cleanup spot at third base. Christian Walker in the five-hole at first base. Yainer Diaz is catching, batting sixth. Cam Smith in right field, batting seventh. Mauricio Dubon is in center field, batting eighth. And Ramon Urias, he is at second base tonight. So we wondered what would happen with Urias if once the Correa deal went down. Well, there you have it. He's going to be in that rotation at second base. Have we seen Urias at third base other than when he came in late in that extra inning ball game for Correa? I flipped that game on in the 10th inning, and he was at third base, and I thought, that's interesting. I don't know exactly what the thought was there or what went down, but he was at third base in that 10th inning. I was wondering if we'd seen him, but he is at second base tonight. So, again, he's played the majority of his career at third base. He's played a nice little chunk, 66 games. I think he started at second base. This will be 67. He's actually played some short and some first base as well. So he is a true infield utility guy that can do it all. Him batting ninth. And then left-handed pitcher Steven Okert tonight is starting, expected to be followed up by A.J. Bluebaugh right there for this, I guess, blue ball got me. That bullpen game for the Astros before Spencer Arrighetti goes tomorrow. Any thoughts on that lineup right there, Luke?
Let me first turn on my microphone.
take your time, baby.
By the way, when Pena was out, Urias also played third on Saturday with Correa
sliding over to short. Right.
So,
about that one.
So he filled in while Pena was out. The lineup, yeah, so it's happy to see Sanchez back in there, to be able to have him and Cam Smith play the corner outfielders, outfield positions, and have Altuve DH. Lineup looks fine. Nothing really stands out. Dubon in center, well, you know, it works for me. Maybe not my preferred center fielder, but that's fine. Everything looks good. And I like I'm not a big opener guy, but it makes sense here today because, as we discussed earlier, the Marlins are lefty top heavy. The top of the order. So you throw the lefty out there, then you switch over for the righty. That will give you length, and hopefully Bluebaugh pitches well tonight, better than his debut. So it's a pretty standard lineup. Good to see Pena at the top, Sanchez, Altuve, Correa. You know, it's a pretty strong. You made the point earlier, but knock on wood, gone are the days where, you know, half the lineup are these minor leaguers. This is actually now a big league lineup, really 1 through 9, which is good.
What is what's your expectations just for the people? Okert tonight, what's your how long do you expect him to go? Obviously, if he gets knocked off the bump, it could be one bat. I mean, you know, one out. But ideally, what are we looking at him going?
I would think just the first inning. And then, you know, you bring Bluebaugh in where you want to give him a fresh inning. So he would start the second. And Okert, I don't think, you know, you would ask for much length out of him to start the game. So he'll just get the lefties to begin, and then Bluebaugh comes in. And from there, you hope he gives you 5 or 6, like a normal start, just instead starting an inning late. And we'll see how it goes. By the way, I've said this before on air, but I follow the Astros and the minor leagues pretty closely. I watch them all every night, the Astros at least. When everyone was talking about Bluebaugh in spring training, I thought it was just a nickname people were using for Lance McCullers trying to make his return to the big leagues. And then I realized, like, oh, no, there's actually a guy with the last name Blue Ball. So I hope he pitches well tonight. It'll be good to see him.
Oh, that would be great. I mean, it's not quite as good as Kikuchi, but Blue Ball in the rotation for the next 50 would be good. So we'll see. Hopefully he's not in the lineup. I mean, in the rotation, actually. But we shall see. Speaking of lineups, though, I do want to throw a hypothetical out there. Just for funsies here, man. The Isak Paredes, the report that he's gonna hold off on surgery and take a different route here and see if he can get back to where he can help this team. Now we're still talking months before he knows what the hell, you know, whether he can run or not, or you know how it's gonna take. But if we look at this thing and say best case scenario, Isak Paredes is able to come back and at least in a playoff series help this team, what does the Astros lineup look like if he is available?
Yeah, it would be really good. If I were to go position by position, because I think that's easier than, you know, trying to figure out 1 through 9. But you'd have Peña and Correa on the left side. And then I guess I would put Altuve back at second base because I would want Paredes to DH, because I would imagine you're going to have to ease him back in. And then Walker's first, Diaz still your catcher. And then the outfield, if you could get Jake Myers back in center, that's obviously great, as we discussed earlier. And then you'd have to put Yordan in left field, I guess. I don't love him playing the field, but if Yordan, assuming he comes back as well, if you get him and Paredes back, you put him in left. And then, honestly, for me, it might not be a popular take, but I prefer Sanchez in right field than Cam Smith, especially at that point in the year where Cam Smith is just – this is already the longest season of his career, let alone once we get to October, we'll see what he has left in the tank. But Sanchez brings that left-handed bat as well. But the point – to get to the main point, that's a really good 1 through 9 lineup. I mean, there's not really a break amongst those 9 hitters, especially if Diaz continues to hit like he has the past month and Christian Walker continues to hit like he has the past month and you get something out of Yordan and Paredes is able to return and be okay at the plate. That's a really strong – you'd put that lineup up with just about any lineup in the American League.
Well, that lineup is nasty, which allows Dubon to be the super utility that you have him for, Urias to be a utility that you have him for, Cam Smith to be a – you know, the first outfielder that's off the bench kind of deal. Whether somebody agrees with your lineup or not, or your positions there or not, I mean, it is a great problem to have for the Astros. I think they're in really, really good shape. You get Yordan back and Jake back, I think you're in really, really good shape with or without Paredes. But the Paredes piece makes it interesting because you have Carlos Correa, you have Urias, you've got Peña, you've got too many shortstops, too many second basemen, and too many third basemen to make it all work, right? So somebody has to be, not necessarily the odd man out, but somebody has to play a position that maybe they don't ideally want to play. We'll see. It'll be interesting to see how that unfolds. All right, we got another, I would say, a rough day for the Texans offense. Some would say there was some positive, but I would say overall when your quarterback's throwing 2 interceptions and, not having as much success as you would like, I would say that it's a rough day. Bottom line is this, Luke. It's been a rough camp for the Texans. It was a rough season for the Texans offense last year, particularly as it pertains to passing the football. How much more of this can the offense handle? How much more of this can C.J. Stroud handle? How much more of this is actually productive for the Houston Texans? I think it's a real question. We'll cuss and discuss next right here on Sports Radio 610. Before
live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyers Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Ryan Hughley is out. Luke Morrow is in. T. Mill is on the ones and twos behind the glass. We appreciate you listening, Houston. Stay plugged in to The Drive. Stay plugged in to Sports Radio 610, Houston's sports leader. We got you covered. And right now, the Texans are in West Virginia. They're at the Greenbrier. They're escape this heat, get up there where the focus at practice for individuals and for the team isn't to manage anything heat related. You get up there, it's a little bit cooler. You can refocus. You can think a little bit more football first and less concern with the heat, obviously. And so a little different dynamic up there, as well as get the guys a little change of scenery to break camp up. I think it is absolutely a great idea. And I think it does keep the guys moving and shaking and from camp getting stale too early. All right, today at training camp, we've got boots on the ground up there, Sean Pendergast and Seth Payne. Seth Payne is going to join us at 5:23 to give us his camp observations from the second practice in West Virginia for the Texans. So stay plugged in. You might want to set a reminder and hear former Texan Seth Payne with what he saw today. But today was one of those days where I think there's two takeaways that I'm seeing pretty consistent. It was a short yardage day, which means it was full pads. It was about being physical. It was about the O-line establishing kind of a mentality and identity of being a little bit more smash mouth, a little bit more physical than we've seen the Texans be in the past. And Nick Chubb is a big part of that. And I think the Texans in that regard had a very, very good day. You know, in fact, I'm looking at Jonathan Alexander from the Chronicle. You know, I'm looking at Texans drills. First team, second series today, 3-yard run by Nick Chubb, 6-yard run by Nick Chubb, 3-yard run by Dari Ogunbowale. That is Nick Chubb has progressively gotten better as practice has gone on. That is exactly what you hope to get out of Nick Chubb. That's exactly what you hope to see out of the Texans from a run game perspective. If you keep running down here, Jonathan Alexander, this is the first team, the Texans team drill, the first set of downs that they went. Play one was a 15-yard run by Nick Chubb. Play two, C.J. Stroud tried to get it to Nico Collins. It was intercepted by Kamari Lassiter. Play three, Chubb, 4-yard run, right? So you look at the run side of this thing, it looks like, Luke, that the run game and the physicality up front and creating a little running space for Nick Chubb and that marriage between what Kaylee wants to do offensively in a run game, this new offensive line, and Nick Chubb, it looks like that part of it is pretty promising, at least at this point, August the 5th, right? We'll see what that means. But the bigger part here is C.J. Stroud continues to struggle. And when I say C.J. Stroud struggles, today I think it was the interceptions. I think they did. Davis Mills had a lot of success today, had a really good day. So a lot of the offensive success that you're going to hear about was Davis Mills on the ones and twos. C.J. Stroud had a couple of scrambles with the pocket collapsed around him. He tried to fit a ball into Nico Collins that was intercepted. He tried to fit a ball into Stover maybe, and it was intercepted by – no, it couldn't have been Stover because it was intercepted. Kamari Lassiter got both of them. But nonetheless, two interceptions, and anytime your quarterback's throwing interceptions at the rate that C.J.'s throwing them, and Davis Mills having his fair share of those throughout camp. It has been a rough camp for the offense. Luke, I warned folks that there was going to be more days that were ugly days for this offense than there were going to be good days, significantly more, because there's two things at play here. You are nowhere near as talented as a defense that you're butting up against every day. Just roster-wise, you're not as talented as them, right? And then to even further that, You're installing an offense. You're taking baby steps. You're starting over in 101 classes in this deep.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. but that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Defense is over here in year three of D'Amico Ryan. Sure, you plugged in a couple of veterans. You got a couple of draft picks, but these guys are building on top of great success last year. And this is a championship caliber defense. And so you've got an interesting dynamic in camp. And I think the question, Luke, and I know you've been wanting to get to this. I think the question big picture is for the Texans, how much more of this, we'll call it abuse, right? We'll call it abuse for a lack of better terms. I'm talking all things considered, how much more can this offense, can C.J. Stroud, can this O-line, can Nick Caley, the offensive coordinator, how much more of this dominant defensive performance day in, day out, how much more of that can they handle?
Yeah, I worry about, you know, irreparable damage done to this offense at this point where they're trying to start out and build something and can't get any traction. Yep. I know some people have already, you know, kind of mocked the whole iron sharpens iron thing, and I get it because I do think it's a bit of a misnomer. I compared it yesterday to in the office, the Michael Scott paper company, where Michael Scott visits his accountant and he says, you know, it's our low prices that are keeping us in business. And the accountant says, no, it's your low prices that are actually putting you out of business. And it's this idea of like what you think is working so well for you is actually turning into a negative for, in this case, your team. And what I mean is from the defensive perspective, look, this defense should be top five, could be the best defense in the league this year. But in basketball, there's always an expression that if you're the best player on that basketball court, it's time to find a new basketball court. And so I don't know like how sharp their iron is getting to try to put that phrase into this scenario with by going up against this offense day in and day out. It'll be good for them to go up against a team like the Vikings this weekend. But then on the flip side, for the offense is where the large concern comes. And I know there was all sorts of texts yesterday and throughout this whole conversation about, like, forget participation trophies. Why would you take it easy on the offense? It's not that idea, and I'm sure they are getting better. Their iron is being sharpened by going up against this defense. But for me, it's specifically to begin things where you're just trying to install this new system and get some momentum and have some positive vibes around the offense and get your feet on the ground and get moving towards week one, especially when you look at last year, it was not ideal for the offense. You have to get rid of Bobby Slowick. Then you bring in a new guy, but it's his first time ever calling plays. And so when you go out there and you keep getting manhandled day in and day out, I would imagine it could be easy for the psyche to go to a certain place where like you're just doom and gloom, which is why, as we discussed earlier, I was happy to see actual physical fights today where some fight back from this offense instead of being so beat mentally that I wouldn't say check out, but just, you know, so downtrodden. And it's almost like, Clint, I don't know if your kids are at this stage yet, but anyone who's raised kids, they always say, like, I can't do it when it's a very simple task that they can do. And you just have to encourage them. And every once in a while, you probably need to let like your kids get these victories to keep them coming back so that they don't get completely discouraged where they just give up on something. And that's my concern, where for this offense, if you keep getting beat down day in and day out, you start thinking mentally of like, man, like we're never going to be able to figure this out. We had a fire offensive coordinator last year. We're bringing a new guy this year. It's been a bad training camp. Now we're jumping right into the season. And if you continue to struggle, you start having that thought process of like, this is never going to change.
Luke, you're spot on, man. I'm so glad you brought this up. It is. I told folks after a couple of days of training camp, like, hey, man, somebody might want to call Will Anderson off. Mm-hmm. Right. And then everybody called me weak and talked same type conversation. Yeah. Right. And then all of a sudden,
he's working too hard for you, Clint.
Well, guess what D'Amico Ryans is doing? Guess what D'Amico Ryans literally at practice is having to yell at Will Anderson, stay away from my damn quarterback. Right. So it's the bigger picture here. And you know, there's so much more to winning football games and playing good offensive football than getting your ass whooped every day, right? I mean, the two most important, I think, figures on the offense, it's Nick Caley and C.J. Stroud. C.J. Stroud gets absolutely nothing out of taking snaps, the pocket collapsing on him, him scrambling and throwing the ball across his body, or you know, like he gets absolutely nothing out of it. And when you're installing an offense, it is reps are tenfold important, more important than they are when you're just, hey man, I'm just trying to get some chemistry rolling. Hey, we're putting in a new wrinkle. Hey, I'm trying to get back in the swing of things and knock off some rust. I'm trying to install an offense. And let's say C.J. Stroud on the high end's getting 16 reps a day in a 7-on-7 or a team period, everything combined. If half of those are runs, so now we're down to 8 reps, mm-hmm. right? And if 4 of those are pressures, he's not seeing the picture. So you're getting 4 reps where you're where you know he may or may not get a clear picture, and the receiver may or may not run the right route. And it just, it's not about participation trophies. It's not about softening up. It is about, at some point, the most important thing for this football team is going to be C.J. Stroud and Nick Caley getting a clear picture. That's it. At some point, I'm with you. The iron sharpens iron. The everybody's getting better. Those are crutches for me, mm-hmm. right? Those are crutches for me. Now, they are accurate and very true in the rawest form, but the reality of it is you got a quarterback over there that has been getting the absolute crap beat out of him for a calendar year.
Right.
I mean, you're coming up on a calendar year, and the damage that was done last year, it is real. There's no denying it. Like, quarterbacks that get hit all the damn time, they get gunshot. It ruins some guys. I'm not saying it ruins C.J. Stroud, but it ruins guys. It takes time to get out of that, to get that out of your mind. It takes time to settle back in. And if the first thing you do is when you crank up, the pocket's collapsing around you, everything's chaotic, you may get gunshot. You may bounce the pocket a little early. You may have a hard time anchoring the way that the offensive coordinator wants you to. I just think I'm not complaining about it. I'm not concerned about it. I'm just sitting here going, this is a very real conversation that D'Amico Ryans has to be having sooner rather than later. And to think, all the people, they're going to play Minnesota on Saturday. Guess who ain't playing Minnesota? You know what I mean? C.J. Yeah. Stroud's going to get about 3 or 4 drives this year. It's not going to have any bearing on whether he is anchored in and seeing things clear and getting it out on time. And at some point, I don't know that going against a championship caliber defense every day is going to be ideal.
And by the way, I don't know if going up against Minnesota would help or make things any easier either. They were a top 10 defense last year. Brian Flores is a New England guy, and Kevin O'Connell is a Sean McVay guy. So they should know this offense, whatever it is that Nick Caley wants to do on Saturday, even though you don't game plan a ton like that in the preseason, they should still have a pretty good feel of what the Texans will try to do offensively. It was just an interesting juxtaposition today where finally, or I shouldn't say finally, but the run game had a good day today. You feel good about the things they did on the ground. But then you look over at those stats from the passing, and as you mentioned, interception on the first pass play, then a sack, then another sack. And it's like, well, at least Nick Chubb ran the ball well, but still can't do much through the air yet for this offense.
Yeah, at some point in time, I think that that messaging, that communication needs to change, and we need to make C.J. Stroud and this offense a priority and give them some good looks. I'm the guy that kicks field goals in the preseason.
Mm-hmm.
I'm that guy. Especially if you're rebuilding and we have eight plays and we get to the 30 and this drive stalls. Hey, man, let's kick this field goal so the guys can come to the sideline. Hey, man, we got 3 points.
Right.
Hey, man, that's a positive vibe. Everybody, right. Oh, no, it's preseason. Why would you? No, man, you need to see positive stuff. Maybe I'm just weak. Maybe I was a weak quarterback. I needed to see points at the end of at the end of every drive if I possibly could.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Whether it's preseason or not. So now I never played at the level of C.J. Stroud, but damn it, it's got to be important to somebody on that side of the ball for sure. All right, we got a lot going on in the city. We got a lot going on in the NFL. We got a lot going on in Major League Baseball, and we're gonna touch a little bit of every bit of it next on 5 o'clock. Fire, y'all. It's Liddy over there. Ooh, Tyler almost got me in trouble putting that in the damn rundown, boy. That's next right here on Sports Radio 610.
If you love golf or just great storytelling, you've got to check out Invested in the Game, a new original podcast from Charles Schwab. Each episode highlights remarkable people who have dedicated their time, energy, and heart to the sport. You'll hear from voices like Sam Hahn, CEO of Lab Golf, PGA Tour player Ben Griffin, and Nick Schreiber, the visionary behind Old Barnwell Golf Club. Now, you might be wondering, why is Schwab doing a golf podcast? Well, you might already know Schwab from their 5 other podcasts covering investing and the markets. Quick plug, you can find those at schwab.com/podcasts. But this one's different. Invested in the Game goes beyond finance into something many of Schwab's clients are deeply passionate about. Golf. Schwab has supported the game for decades through events, promotions, and sponsorships at both the pro and collegiate level. This podcast is their way of sharing the incredible stories behind the game. Listen now at schwab.com/the game or wherever you get your podcasts.